Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Here's 936 ABC Hobart's breakfast presenter, Rick Goddard, with object number 81, Holly Dollar and Dump.
The two circular pieces of silver represent the very first official currency that was produced specifically for circulation in Australia. Known as a holy dollar and dump, the currency provided an ingenious solution to stop the newly founded colony of New South Wales running out of money. Initially, the colony kept itself going financially through the use of British coins. However, the settlers weren't just dealing with British currency. Foreign coins, such as Dutch, Indian, and Portuguese, were also common in circulation. The problem with the foreign money was that it was impossible to keep it in the colony. It came and went with the arrival and departure of trading ships. So, in order to create a sustainable currency, Governor Lachlan Macquarie, 1762 to 1824, came up with a clever way to stop the coins from leaving. It was William Henschel, a convicted forger no less, to whom Macquarie turned in order to orchestrate his plan. And it was a deceptively simple solution. Macquarie organised for Henschel to cut the centres out of nearly 40,000 Spanish dollars that had arrived in New South Wales during 1812. The central piece, known as a dump, was valued at 15 pence, and had a new design of a crown on the obverse and the denomination on the reverse. The holy dollar received a stamp of New South Wales 1813 on the obverse and 5 shillings on the reverse. The combined value of the two pieces was 25% more than the Spanish dollar's original worth. Macquarie's idea led to the creation of two coins that would no longer be of any use outside of the colony, and in doing so, Australia's first currency was minted. The conversion of the Spanish dollars took a whole year to complete, and they continued in circulation until 1829.
Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Presented by the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery and ABC Local Radio.